Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Executive Director of the Pella Convention and Visitors Bureau, Jill Vandevort, joins us on today's program to discuss Pella's 56th annual Christmas Tour of Homes. Well, Jill, it's that time of year again as everybody's getting ready for the holiday season here in the Pella community. And one of the featured events that happens each year that has significantly grown is the Tour of Homes. For our listeners that aren't familiar, first of all, how did the Tour of Homes kind of come into your office here at the CVB and become what it has become today?
Well, we were lucky to have a conversation and a partnership with the Pella Garden Club. They are the ones that we should give kudos to for bringing this event to such a spectacular annual occurrence here for Pella. For 50 years, the Pella Garden Club hosted this event. Before they came to us with the opportunity to hand it off, if we wanted to take the challenge of keeping it going for our community. So we have now been hosting, this will be the 56th annual Tour of Homes. So we have been hosting now for the sixth year. So it works out really well for us, and it's something that we did not want to lose for the community, especially for the businesses. It brings great retail and great impact to our community from the visitors as well as locals getting out and attending.
It's grown significantly over the last several years, Jill. It's not a small amount of people that show up. The number of tickets sold has climbed significantly over the last several years.
We actually had a record-breaking year last year. We sold just under 3,300 tickets. It was an extremely pleasant and weather-friendly year for us, and that always plays a role in the amount of tickets sold. But we've had the privilege of having six great weather years, and now that I've said that out loud, I could be in trouble. But it all is dependent on the weather for the attendance that we get each year. But again, hoping for a great year and look forward to hosting that many people again if the opportunity arises.
And now, what are the dates of this year's event and who are the featured homes?
This year, our event falls on Thursday, November 29. Homes will be available for tour that day from 1 to 8 p.m. On Friday, November 30th, the tour runs from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. And following up on Saturday, December 1, the tour will run from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Of course, we always have the refreshments available at the Pella Opera House. We appreciate this year working with the Opera House in partnership with the Festival of Trees. The Festival of Trees will be happening during the Tour of Homes this year. And so the coffee time will be held throughout the Festival of Trees in the Great Hall. And I think that'll be a great ambiance for our guests. It is part of their ticket price, so they do want to enjoy the refreshments that we have to offer. The four homes on the tour this year are Trevor and Lindsay Castle. They are out in North Oaks. Michelle and Sarah Gerber are actually out in Hunter's Ridge. We appreciate trying to showcase a number of our subdivisions here in the Pella area. And this year we'll be taking you out to Hunter's Ridge, so to the Gerber's home. We have Karen Turk. She and her family are located at Brentwood Drive. So it's a home that has been completely flipped out in the Parkview area. And then many have probably already heard that our historic home for this year is the Strawtown Cottage, owned and refurbished by Mary Van Wyk. And I know our community is very grateful for everything that Mary has done to resurrect that home, and it will serve as an Airbnb. She's already hosted guests in the home, and it's a good feeling for the community that historic home was saved. And I know people are going to want to see it.
In order to see it, they've got to buy their tickets. There are different pricing levels between now and November 24th, and then the week leading up to a little bit of a bump in terms of the ticket cost. But how can folks get their tickets, and you know, what should they be looking for cost-wise to maybe get a little savings if they want to get them early?
Well, pre-sale tickets are available for a discounted $13 price. We have not changed that since we took over the event, and I understand it's not changed for probably over 10 years. So the price of the ticket is $13. It jumps up to $15 the week of the event. You can purchase those here at our office, the Convention and Visitors Bureau or Visitor Center at 815 Broadway. You can also purchase them online by checking out our brand new website at visitpella.com. Otherwise, you can pick them up, and we encourage you to do so at a number of retail stores around the downtown area, including Thistles, Pella Hometown Variety, The Cornerstone, Best of Times, Simple Treasures, Silver Lining, Gifts on Jefferson, Family Eye Care, Hy-Vee, Quilted Windmill, Sanctuary Coffee and Bookstore, Expressions by Design, Intbelts, Nick's Greenhouse, Merle Norman Wellspring Nails, and you can also pick them up at the Vermeer Mill at the Pella Historical Village. So lots of handy spots for you to pick up your tickets for the Tour of Homes.
Pella's annual Christmas Tour of Homes returns November 29th through December 1st. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.